Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU. The current state senator representing Michigan's 18th district was part of a Democratic primary race last night, but not for the state Senate seat. Term limit laws prevented Rebecca Warren from running for that seat again, but because she was elected to the Senate while serving as the state representative in the 53rd State House District, she had one term of eligibility remaining in the House. Yesterday, Rebecca Warren ran off against Shauna McNally in the Democratic primary for the 55th State House District and came away victorious. And a good morning to you, Rebecca Warren.
Good morning, David.
What is your thought process? Is it an adjustment in any way, shape, or form to have gone from House to Senate and now from Senate back to House?
Well, that's a good question. You'll have to have me back on the air in 2019 when I go back to that chamber to serve and see what it feels like. But for now, when I made the decision to run for that 2 years of remaining eligibility I had left in the House, the thought process really was, I still love what I do every day. I love serving the people of Washtenaw County. I love being able to help them in very direct and personal ways, and also to be able to work on the policy initiatives that really matter to me. So the takeaway for me is just that the voters were so generous yesterday and gave me the chance to continue to serve. Of course, I will have a general election in November, but winning the primary so decisively really sets me up strongly to be able to serve for two more years for the residents of Washtenaw County, and that really is, to me, what it's all about.
Over the past several months, as you spent time out in the district and campaigning, what was the primary message that you received from the constituency?
The exciting thing for me, David, I know you and a lot of your listeners know, I mean, I've had the chance to serve at the state level for this community since I was first elected in 2006. So I've been serving for literally a dozen years now, 12 years. And it was really amazing to be out on the doors and realize just one more time to realize how educated and how up on the issues our local constituency really is. It was amazing to me to go to doors and to talk on the phone and to see people at events who knew so many of the issues that I had worked on and what I had championed. So the relationship that we have, the voters and I, as their elected representative, it just was very fresh in my face how much they really know about the issues that I work on. And they could point to specific policies that I had led on, that I had advocated for, that I had been opposing, right? Issues that I've been opposing, and that mattered. So it felt great to just to remember how educated, involved, and our voters here locally, they know what they want in an elected official. When they go to the polls, they're making a really personal choice.
I want to ask you this, and I'm glad you brought that up about the interactions that you've had with members out in the community. I know that we as a constituency, we look to our elected officials and we kind of expect you to be experts on all things politic. But give me an instance, I'm putting you on the spot here, give me an instance in which you knocked on a door and you had a conversation with a constituent who taught you something and made you think about something a little differently.
Well, that's always the great thing about this community. We have so many folks who are engaged in whether it's one of our great universities, Eastern Michigan or the University of Michigan, Washtenaw Community College, whether they're working at the health system or the VA. I have people teach me about issues all the time at the doors and almost take my knowledge on any issue to the next level. So there's actually a couple of issues in the last little while that I had folks come and talk to me about how we take the work that we've been doing with our adolescent and youth who have struggles with mental illness, with depression, with anxiety, with the increase in bullying and cyberbullying, and what's really missing still in our community in terms of access to those kinds of services. I had two different people bring up to me, you know, there's really this dearth of placements for young people who need this kind of support and ideas about how to do that better. I actually had somebody come and it literally very directly on a porch talked to me about an issue of how we reimburse people who have pipelines that run by their properties, whether it's up north at a vacation property, which was this particular situation, or like here in our community locally, we have some pipelines going through.
Yeah, more than one.
More than one, right? And how that works and how really individually directly that process works and doesn't work. So it can be very personal like that, and as specific as one person's family's interaction with a pipeline company, and as broad as, you know, young people in our community who need access to mental health services. And people are just so generous with their knowledge and will share it with me, will ask me to look into things deeper. And so the morning after election, we put all the campaigning, stuff aside, and we jump right back into the legislative work. So those are some of the calls I have to make today: youth and adolescent mental health issues, and this pipeline issue that one of my constituents brought to me literally 2 days ago.
Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU on this post-midterm primary election morning. We're talking with the winner of the Democratic primary in the 55th District State House race. Rebecca Warren is our guest this morning, but as mentioned, she is still a state senator and still has work to do. Now, as we approach the November general election and the governor is in his lame duck term, what, if anything, can we expect to be accomplished?
Really good question. You know, there are still obviously a lot of big things in front of this legislature. We have to figure out what we are going to do in reaction to federal action and somewhat inaction on the expanded Medicaid population, right, with the Affordable Care Act. So there's still a lot for us to do to make sure that we have the infrastructure, the financial infrastructure and support to continue to take care of folks who become part of that Healthy Michigan plan. Still a lot of questions about what might happen there with federal funding. We have a lot of issues, as you know, David, because you've covered it on in many ways, on dealing with our safe drinking water in this state, right? So we've been working locally on the issue with our 1,4-dioxane plume. Now we have had to deal with our issues in Flint and across the state with lead pipelines. Now we have this new emerging issue of PFAS contamination in lots of communities around the state. And this is going to have to be a top priority for us, is to make sure that citizens, no matter where they live in Michigan, can turn on their tap and have access to fresh drinking water. We also have roads and bridges and critical infrastructure that are still deteriorating. We have not put the resources and the plan together to make sure that we actually are fixing our roads, making it safe to drive on. So we have, we have no end of issues that are going to be really important to us. And as we continue to tackle the issue of sexual assault, of dealing with helping support survivors of things that folks have learned well about, including, you know, Michigan State's controversies with Dr. Nassar. We have another big campus sexual assault summit coming up in September to help continue to work to prevent those issues on campus. So it will be a busy fall. We will jump right back in to tackle some of these issues that are that are really important and top of mind for a lot of folks. I know people with aggressive general elections in November will be focused on elections, of course, in some way, but we still have a legislative job to do, and I think you'll see us in Lansing working on issues like I just described.
Rebecca Warren, our time together is running out, but I want to ask a final question that I know you'll want to give a long answer to, but I'm going to ask that you make it rather short. You've talked about quite a number of issues that are obviously pressing, whether it's the health and safety of the public through the drinking water or the needed infrastructure repairs. All of it is costly, expensive. In an election year, are we going to see people like yourself come forth and say, you know what, we need to raise taxes in the state of Michigan?
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I actually think we're at a place in our history where it's about how we allocate money, not that we're lacking all the resources we need, but that we're not prioritizing them in the right way. So before I ask the voters for another dime, I want to make sure that we're actually focusing the budget the way that we should on the priorities that we share.
Rebecca Warren, thank you for your time this morning. Congratulations on your win last night, and we will be following along through November and into the transition into Lansing and back in the State House.